Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 and welcome to our show, Mind Over Actuality. This show is designed to inspire you, to motivate you, and to help you move from thoughts to actually taking action. Our weekly special guests will teach you. They will tell you how they did it. And just like my guests, I'm living my dream. I took an idea and turned it into a product. I love beauty, I love fashion, and now I'm living my dream. I'm doing what I love to do and what I want to do. And so can you. So sit back, relax, call your friends, share the link, listen in, stay tuned. Let's start it. Hello, everybody. Good evening, good evening, good evening, and welcome to our show, Mind Over Actuality. I am excited. I'm excited this evening. How are you all doing? We are doing, this is, I think maybe our sixth show, so we're doing really, really, really well. Great responses. Love your text messages. Love your feedback about our show. And you know what? This is exactly why we're doing it. We're here because we want to encourage you. We are doing what we're telling you. I always say you can't teach what you don't know, right? So my guest and I are always here to teach you and to let you know how we did it, how we moved from idea just by, you know, stop thinking and, you know, stop procrastinating and just move forward with your passion, move forward with your dream. Whatever it is that you desire to do, you can do it. So that is why we come here every Tuesday, and we have our special guest that we can just talk to you about it. And if you're sitting there on a great idea, you're sitting there, you know, want to do something, I hope this is the show that's going to release that and give you the drive and the desire to jump out and do it. So I am excited this evening because this evening our guest is Deborah Jai, and she likes to call herself Deborah J, and she is a recording artist. She is a singer and songwriter. She's a mom. She's a wife. She's an activist. She is everything. She's going to be telling us. I don't know. I think sometimes when we book these shows, we need to book them for like 2 hours because when we start chatting, there's no ending to it. And so I'm so excited. We had Deborah on our show in 2013. I cannot believe it's that long. We had her in 2013 on our show, and I'm telling you, it was phenomenal. Our listeners loved her. She's such a great person. And so she just flows right back in our Mind Over Actuality show that we started in January. So let me just stop chatting, and I will welcome Deborah J to our show. Welcome, Deborah.
Thank you so much. I'm so glad to be back on.
Yes, we are excited to have you. I know you have, this was 2013, so I know there's a lot that you have to share with us. There's a lot that I want to know, and I know there's a lot you want to talk to us about. You have new music, which I'm going to let you share with our listeners. Maybe I can't play two at the time, but I'll play one. I'll be sure to do it next week because I was trying to download one of them, and for some reason I just couldn't do it. But I love your, I love it. I love your song, and I know our listeners will love it. So, Deborah, at the end of the show, you're going to be telling our listeners how they can grab these music from you because I'm telling you they're hot. So tell us what I've been going on with you, Miss Deborah.
Well, I've been doing a lot. I'm still into music. I'm starting a new band called Nova, and we're a funk soul mixture. And I'm also, I am new to the field, but I've been doing a lot of commercials, acting, and also training for a big race in August. So there's definitely a lot going on over here.
Oh, so tell us about those commercials and those movies. I see that you're in one of those movies, something about a man. Tell us a little about your movie. Like, what part did you play in the movie?
Well, most of the film work I've done, the commercials have been for some insurance agencies, Six Flags theme park. I've done one for TV One, a show called For My Man. I've also done a show on BET called Criminals at Work. And I recently sang the title song on a PBS show called Mercy Street.
Wow. Wow, you did a lot. You've been doing a lot, man. That's a lot.
Yeah.
That is so good. This is why I love the show. And this is why we created this show, is to let people know that you can do it all. I mean, it's not easy. I mean, and you know that because you have your kids, you're a wife, and we know, but you're still doing it. You're still writing your music, you're still doing the movies, you're still being a mother and a wife and all of that. So, you know, you can do it. There's no excuse. There's no excuse for anyone that's listening. So if you're listening to Deborah, listen to all that she's telling us. She's a songwriter. She's in the movies. You know, she's doing all of those things. So I hope you're getting all your inspiration from her. I also remember... Yes, I'm so excited. I love to hear these things because, you know, it just enforces everything to just let you know what, you can do it. You can do it. You can't do it all, you know, but you can do what you're supposed to do. You know, but I remember when we spoke, one of the things that I love what you started was A Better Woman for a Better World. Are you still doing that?
I have not been working on that, but I have definitely not abandoned the ideals that I had for that project. I'm definitely infusing my music and the purpose of my music. I've even infused all of those desires to, mainly when I talk to people about my purpose in doing music, my lyrics, what I'm trying to get across is, one, healing for women, broken women. That's important to me. And the second thing is healing the relationships between men and women. So there are two components that I like to add to my music anytime I'm creating.
Okay. So you're still using that part to influence what is it that you have always wanted to do, and you're doing it through music.
Exactly.
And we all know that people are they're drenched in music. People listening to music, especially, I mean, my boys always have their headphones on or something, and or their music on in their room or something. So, you know, the connection is there because they do listen to the words. I mean, when you get older, you kind of be bopping your head to the sound, but, you know, people are really listening to the music. I'm glad that you're doing that. And, yeah, because, you know, no matter what it is, we're helping people in every area, you know, whether they're... you know, abused or whatever it is, and however you can help them to heal in that area of their lives, it will also heal the whole area, the whole situation of what they're going through. So yeah, I'm glad you're doing that. So is that something that you will visit in the future because I know it was a community thing that you were trying to do.
You know,
to help women. Go ahead.
I think ultimately, and I just, I really was just meditating and thinking on, am I doing enough with my gifts and talents? And I just kept hearing, you think that your gifts are your purpose, but your purpose is to love people and spread love, and your gifts are the vehicle. And so at this point, I know for a fact that en route to, you know, getting to these women and giving them these messages of healing, the way I'm going to get there are through these gifts. So every single thing I do, every single role I take, every single song I write or sing, is with the intention of getting it to a woman who needs the message and to empower them, because stronger women means a stronger home, and a stronger home means a stronger neighborhood, and a stronger neighborhood means a stronger world. And I always have felt this way. So my aim is always to get to the women. I'm even in April, the 28th and 29th, I'll be starring in a stage play called The Silent Cries of a Good Woman. And it'll be, you know, it'll be in Maryland, it'll be in North Carolina, Atlanta, and Florida, in Miami. And so that play, The Silent Cries of the Good Woman, it's written by a playwright, Elodie Alcindor, and she's based in Miami. But the whole play basically tells the story of broken women, women who have been devastated by different situations, but who ultimately pull on what's inside of them to where they really belong and where they want to be in life. And it just, it shows the effort and work it takes through these characters.
That is amazing. That is amazing. I absolutely love that.
Thank you.
So the play, so I please remember, I'm going to write that down because it's going to be played in different states. So The Silent Cry of a Good Woman. Oh, my God. I love that.
Yes.
I love that. Wow. Yeah, I definitely believe that everything that we really want to accomplish and what is it that we're looking to achieve, if we get those women,
mm-hmm.
their mindset, if we change their mindset, there's a lot
yeah.
of women that are hurting. I met one woman about a week ago, and we started a conversation, and she said something to me that really, you know, it's not about the ring. You know, a lot of people see the ring, but they don't know how much you're hurting. And I don't know, but this is me as a woman. And it's a conversation that I also had with my girlfriend who lives in Miami. And I don't know if I could. I love my home
mm-hmm.
because if you take the people out of it, it's just a house. So I love my
yeah.
home, and I love the blessing that you have in a home. And I wouldn't want to be in a situation. I don't know what these women situations are. I don't know what their purpose are. I don't know what it is. But I don't know if I could be that woman that could be at home and is unhappy. You know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I was placed in a situation where, you know, with my kid's father, and the moment something, because I'm this girl, I like to run, and I think that because I used to do track and field in Jamaica, and so I was a runner, and I don't know if it's an association of a part of my life, Deborah, but I'm telling you, I don't like to face. Problems. Like my brothers will tell you, if I am in there, if I'm sitting there and there's something that comes up and it's something that's going to take over my spirit, I'm gone. You know, I like a good spirit. I like my spirit to be free. And so when I sit
right.
with a woman and you're looking at her, and yes, you're looking at the ring on her finger, and you know she has these kids, and you know she has a husband, and you're thinking, okay, their life is good. But then when they start telling you that, there's a big difference, and you know how much they're hurting. So as soon as you mention the,
yeah.
the silent cry of a good woman, you know, it really touched. But at the same time, too, we can't always place all the blame on the men. Because when I heard
right. and the thing
other...
is,
mm-hmm.
can I say this?
Go ahead.
The play, the good thing about this play, that
mm-hmm.
every single man is a good man, and they help to get these women. I love the way that the men are portrayed in this play.
Wonderful.
So we come across
Wonderful.
these broken women who actually have really good men in their lives who are helping them get from where they were.
You gotta come to Canada with that play.
I think that would be awesome.
Yes, we should work on getting the every good thing I hear about. It's all in the U.S., the U.S., the U.S. I'm also talking to this doctor that she's going over all the states. They're all sold out in all of her conferences, and she's like, Marie, get it into Canada. If you can get those folks in Canada, I'll be there. Just let's do it. But I don't know. I can't find it. I don't know, you know, but these are the things that I love, because you see, now you're saying what I'm saying. I love the fact that the play has these men in there that portray a positive side. Yes, I love that. So listeners, if you're listening, Deborah is going to be telling us where those shows going to be and which states. So if you're in those states, I hope she has all the information ready to give to you. I know she has her website and her Facebook page, so all those information, you probably can go there and check it out. But yes, it's not always the men's fault, because when I listen to further conversation, even though I didn't want to be a part of it because I was really talking about business, you know, but when I heard the other part of it, a lot of times as women, we cry louder, you know, but sometimes we got to listen to that side of the story, because the man has some good part in there too, where we need to, we can't always come down on our men. They're hurting too, you know, and sometimes the woman, because we get so much of the attention, because it's all focused on us, you know, the abused woman, the domestic violence, the you know, all of these things. Men are going through those things too. Maybe they're not getting the lick in their face and the slap across the neck, but silently they're suffering too. You know, because I'm telling you, this situation, after we had a conversation, she literally started acknowledging that this might be her problem. You know, so and this is why I have this show. And I said, it's not just about, you know, it's mind over actuality, which is just about, you know, empowering, motivating, inspiring, taking action, moving, you know, the thinking and all of those things. So, you know, this is what it's about. And I would love to have the men on our shows. Like, I'm going to be reaching out. I'm going to be speaking with I think she was Miss Kansas or whoever she is next week that we're going to be talking to next week. I don't want to call her name until we finish up everything. But we're going to be having her on next week, and she has a lot of I see where she has these men that, you know, won all these awards also. So I'm going to be talking to her and see if we can get some of those men on our show, because we need to hear from them also. You know, we need to hear from the men. So yes, I'm excited. I'm excited about what's happening for you. I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, I need to get Deborah on our show, because she was phenomenal in 2013, and I know that you have a lot more going on in your life now. And the last time we spoke, I think you had your baby and you have your big daughter now, and you know, so good. I love that. But
You said the thing about women being to blame. I just wanted to give one of the many characters in the play. She had a big secret that she kept from her husband of 5 years. They've been married. And this secret really devastated him. And it goes in the play, it shows the process of regaining trust in her and the brokenness she felt from the situation that got her to the secret. And he laid down his pride and worked to keep his family together, even though he wasn't to blame for the problem that, you know, came upon them.
So that's what I'm saying. A lot of times there are hidden things, because I think with this person, this individual, it was about business, because that's what I'm talking about. It's business. But you can't, I raised my boys as a single mother, right? But if I have my husband, my husband and my family take precedence over everything, right? So if my husband see if he's a part of my goal and my dreams and my vision, and he wants the best for us, he's gonna work with you. You understand what I'm saying?
And you know, I was talking to my 14-year-old about the same thing. She said, "Mom, why do we have men in a family? Like, we can do it." Like, she's being taught of this in school, that this feminism and this we don't need men, and it's really serious what these kids are being taught in school here in public school.
Wow.
And I said, you know, I said to her, Ashaya, I am not a feminist. I do believe that we should have equal pay for the same job, and I do believe they should be safe around men and not objectified. But I am also a firm believer in gender roles. I'm a firm believer that the male should be the head of the household. I'm a firm believer that women do that are designed for women more so than men. And it keeps a balance in the house.
You have to. You have to. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like when I started my business, if I am here and my husband and I are working, he's going to work, both of us going to work, and I came up with something that's gonna be the betterment for the both of us and for all of us, for our family. I can see me bringing that to my husband that he's going to say, no, baby, I don't think we should do that or whatever. Because if you have someone, I am going to support him in his vision and his dream, because it's not just me. I'm not just the only one that has the desire to be better for myself and my family, because he has family too, right? So if my husband comes to me with something that he wanted to execute, that's something that he thought of, something that he wants to do, I am going to do everything to help him. Now, if we try, because that's all you can do is try, we're going to do it. We're going to do it.
Yeah.
And so I hope that, you know, if I had gone to him and said, hey, you know, we've been working like crazy, and here is something that we can do to make our lives better, and, you know, we're going to work harder, but guess what? We're going to work smarter. Because we're not going to be doing something for somebody else. We're going to be doing it for us. So if your husband have that same vision as you and will work with you towards it, then I can't see it being anything bad. But when you start hiding and taking income from that joint money that the body you have, and you're not doing what you're supposed to do, and you're not saying anything, of course he's going to bring up, you know, have some resistance against what is it that you're doing, because you never discussed it with him, you know. So, and to be honest with you, if I was the husband, it would have never happened, because it needed a lot more work, you know. So I believe what you said. I believe that the man is the head of the household. And whoever is listening, don't bother to send me no email or inbox me and telling me about woman. I am going to stand by what I believe in, and I will not change it, break it for anybody. The man is the head of the household, and you are right. There are roles of responsibility for the woman that she has to keep up. And no matter what it is, no matter what happened, those responsibilities has to be first and foremost. You know, you're going to have to find a way in order to execute what is it that you're doing. And you can do it, because I raised three boys. And one of the things that I do, I had my doors open. They knew what I was doing. They were excited about what I was doing. They love what I was doing. I mean, it's, you know, they know that mom is here trying to make something better, so that when they get older and they have a wife, that they won't have to work. Not saying that they won't have to work, because, yes, they're going to be devoting some of the time to the business and then helping, but they don't have to go out there and killing themselves for somebody else, you know? So that's the key. That's the key. So we have a lot of women out there, yes, and I do understand it, that are silently being abused, you know, that are sad. But I'm saying, for me, and this is what I always think of, and I know that everybody cannot be like June. Not everybody can be like me, and God make all different kind of people. Some people are strong, some people are very, you know, soft, and some people just got. But I am not an argumentative, you know those women that will take you straight down to the pit and go on and go. No, I will walk away from anything. That's why I say I'm a runner. If it's something that doesn't suit my household, if I'm with my husband and it's not a good relationship, I'm gone. I'm not staying. If it's not good, it's just not good, and that's it. I'll leave you with the house. I will leave you with everything. I'll go start from scratch, but I'm not staying in an abusive relationship, not ever. And I hope whomever is listening, because sometimes we have people that are listening that are very sensitive with these conversations that we're having. So if you're having these kind of issues and you're in a relationship that, you know, you want to do what you want to do, but you're scared, find somebody, talk to them, get online, find a friend, and ask somebody to help you to see how you can overcome it or how you can get out of the situation. But nobody should stay into something that's making them uncomfortable or unhappy. You know, Deborah and I are living our dreams. We're doing what we're doing. She's writing music. She's in movies. She's in commercials. She's doing it. And so you can do it too. You can do it too. So we have a lot to talk about, but I'm going to take a break and I'm going to let you listen to one of Deborah's music. So stay tuned.
I'm home. I was really in a dark place with my marriage, and I wanted to think about the good and what positive things he's done. And so I went and I sat down and I was like, I'm going to write a song for him. And it was kind of my way of pushing out, you know, because sometimes you can dwell on something, one bad thing, and make it way bigger than the good things.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to emphasize the positives and tell him, you know, I adore you, I love you, and I know that we have issues, but I know that you love me too.
Aww. So is it okay now?
Things are improving.
That's good. He should be jumping up and down with that song. No, you know what? Let me tell you something. You know I'm Jamaican. And we have these saying, you know, my mom always says, teeth and tongue will always meet, you know. And marriage, I've never been married. I live with my kid's father, you know, my two boys, we live together. But it's not easy. But I think that, you know, like you said, and this is what, again, what you look within yourself. And you said that's the thing about what a lot of people don't do, is that we don't take responsibility for our part of the problem. We quickly want to dump it. We quickly want to dump it. And a lot of times, because our families are involved, they take the sides, and so you never hear the other side, and it's just dumped. And sometimes you have to sit down and you have to take the responsibility. You have to take it.
Yeah.
You know, because I know.
You know, I've always been told there are three sides to every story.
Of course. Because God's side is always there, too.
His side, her side, and the truth.
Yes, the truth. God, that's what I said. There is always a side there. But you have to find it. You have to find the good in it. And I think when we're in relationships, I think no matter what it is that's going on, there's always that one part of that person, that good of that person that you can hold on. And if you can hold on to that positive part of it and just ride on that part of it, like you say, you look at the good and look at what he did for you and look at that good part. You know, I don't know if you watched I'm going to put a little bit of TV show in it, but I was watching Steve Harvey today with this young lady that came on that had a boyfriend that she had over 20 years ago, and she came back to find him because she really loved him and realized that she gave up a good man. So it ended up now that she accepted her responsibility in what she did, and now they maybe they left and they probably go straight to the altar. But it's good when we can look at you know, our part of it. So I love that song. I love Honey, I'm Home. So is it available for download?
Thank you. It is. The entire album is called Fly.
Okay.
And if you go on iTunes and put in Deborah J and Fly, you'll see the list, and the song is among those songs.
Okay, so that
it's
also
on Spotify.
It's always on Spotify. Okay, so if you go online, you can download. It's Deborah J, and the whole album is called Fly.
Yes, and it's on Amazon as well. So
it's on. Oh, so you're all over. So they can go. You see, to get it. So Deborah, that's what I want to ask you. So now you talk about you have your two kids. You're writing your music. You're in these movies. You're doing all these things. What is your motivation? Like, what gets you? Because this is what we want to tell people is that yes, it's hard. Yes, it's tough, but we're doing it. I want you to tell our listeners how you manage to do these things and do it so well.
I mean, my motivation is to hear well done. And that might not mean anything to some people, but I just want to know that I've served my purpose and fulfilled my destiny here on earth. I was designed, every day I wake up feeling like I have to go. Because I was designed to do something specific by a certain time, and after that certain time, I won't be here. So between somebody said recently, you need to let out your dash, and the dash is the date that dash that comes between your birth date and your death date. That dash is pivotal. That dash is everything. And so I always think about that. I'm always thinking, let out your dash. And so to do it, like, you have to have a support system. I have two really close girlfriends who are always encouraging me. And when I get to those emotionally drained points, they're like, Deb, you know that you got to get up from this. Experience those emotions, but you got to get up. And so one thing, I don't have the luxury of wasting time, so that's good. I have kids. I have to make the most of my time. And I have those friends who encourage me and inspire me. And then I also have that inner push that says, here for a purpose, live out your dad, girl, go.
Exactly. And that is all you have to do. Because you know what? If you just sit there and do nothing, you get nothing from nothing, right? You get nothing from nothing. And you have to find, that drive. You have to find that passion. I don't know, but I'm telling you, I sit down daily and I approach my work. Right now I'm working on so many things. I'm writing my book. Mm-hmm. I'm writing my book, and I've been writing this book for a while. And every time I feel as if I'm getting to that point where I'm going to finish it, I always have to go back and I reread it and I remove stuff from it. Because, you know, you're writing, it's a story of your life. and you're writing that story, mm-hmm. and if you keep removing pieces of that story, you're removing pieces of your life, you know? And so sometimes, you know, you're writing it and you're thinking, am I going to be affecting anyone? Is someone going to be affected by it? And, you know, so I'm doing that. So I'm writing my book. I'm trying to get our magazine out. We were supposed to get our magazine out in January, right? And mm-hmm. so many setbacks. And again, I am a person that like to do everything that I'm doing. I want to do it well because I'm not in the business of getting in today and coming out tomorrow. That's why I lasted for 9 years. So my thing is, once I get it out there, I want it to stay like Vogue. I want it to be like Cosmopolitan. I want it to be like Ebony. I want it to be like Essence. Mm-hmm. I want it to be out there every month that, you know, my readers can look forward to something too. So I'm not going to rush and push things out there. So I'm always doing something. I'm also, you know, looking at what is it that my customers need? What is it that my women of color need? What are the products that they want? What is it that we're in? You know, so I'm always doing stuff like that. So I don't have time to, you know, not have time to do something. You know, so I find, you know, with me doing all those things, I'm always thinking of how is it that people don't know what to do? How is it that people don't know to sit down and look at who God created them to be, I would say. And to be honest with you, Deborah, when I go back and I look at things, you know exactly if you think about growing up and what someone look at you while you were growing up and say, you know what, Deborah? You know you're a good singer. Or, you know what, Deborah, like one of the ladies said today, when she was growing up, she was sitting in her room with her brother, and she was sat on the bed and was she kicking her feet out, you know, like all little kids do when you sit on the bed. And the first thing that she said, I think I want to be a movie. I think I want to be an actress. And so she started doing it until now she's an actress. So I think if we ask yourself or sit down one day with your family. Okay, let me tell our listeners this. If you're listening and you're trying to figure out what is it that I'm supposed to do, why don't you just, when you sit at, you know, the picnic or the 4th of July or Thanksgiving, and look at one of your family members that have been around for years, maybe your grandmother, your grand aunt or someone, and just say to them, what is it that you saw in me when I was growing up? What was I good at? Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, it's there. It's right there. So were you singing when you were younger? Was it something that you started doing as a little girl? Because I know, I remember you wanted to be Little Kim. And I'm looking at Little Kim last night thinking, oh, no, Deborah, I hope.
Well, you know, I never knew I could sing, like really sing. I love singing, though. I would do little singing groups with my girlfriends when we were in elementary school, and I just used to love music. But the thing that I was so passionate about and just couldn't live without was writing. So I'm constantly writing, writing, writing. I went to college, majored in English because I loved language so much. But the thing about it, when I was younger, I wrote songs. I started writing songs. At first I wrote stories and poetry, but then I started writing songs and I wanted to sing my songs. So it ended up being that I would write the songs, so I had to use my voice. I had to sing them. And eventually it started to become apparent that you can actually sing them. Like, you're not writing them for someone else for you to sing how it goes so they can sing it. You're writing it because, girl, you can sing it. So that is how singing came to be in my life.
Oh, so you're a writer. No wonder. That's why your songs are so nice. That's why your songs are so great. Yeah. But you know what? I play fight.
Thank you.
I got your authorization to play fight, and so I play fight on our station quite a bit because I really love your music. And if my listeners probably hear me play sometime, but she's on our chat now, she's talking to us, so let me give you a little bit of our song. I'm not going to play it long because it's coming down to the nitty-gritty, but let me just give you a little bit of fight and listen to Deborah. This is the song that I first listened to, and I'm like, I want that song. I absolutely love that song. So I'm going to give you a little bit. I'm not going to play the whole song tonight. I'm just going to play a little bit. The song that I want to play next week that she sent us, I'm going to be downloading that one next week and play it. So listen to Deborah J.
Talk to you for a minute. I got something that I need to say. Want you to listen. Everything begins just from the classroom to the airway. It's about time that we take a stand. No need to spectate. And I won't let it get to me. The labels that they place on me. I'm fighting for my family. Fighting for my sanity. I can hear the loud bell ring. Gonna give my everything. All I had to take the win. Fighting to the very end.
We're fighting to survive. Fight to stay alive. We fight until we die. We strive. We fight until we die.
We're fine until we die. I love it. I love that. That's my favorite of yours. I love fight. You know, not, I'm not going to take the labels that they place on me. That's so powerful.
Yeah.
I love it.
You know, the ironic thing, the year we did this interview, not too many months later, I came out with that whole album. And the way that happened is just like this show. There was a woman at one of my shows. I did a set of three songs at a women's conference. And this was in Maryland, but the speaker, Lucinda Cross, came from New York.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she's big. She's on some MTV show.
Queen Boss?
Queen Boss, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. And so she came up to me after I sang and performed. She was about to speak. And she didn't even start her speech, I will call it. Because she wanted to address me in front of the people. It's like, where can we find your music? The music you played today. And it was brand new music. I didn't have anything recorded, and I didn't intend to record it. Of course, I was pregnant, and I was just sick all the time, and it was just too much. So she said, she asked me why I hadn't recorded. And I was talking about that, but I was also saying I didn't feel like my music was mature enough, or that it was, you know, the content was what I wanted it to be. And she said, you know, being a perfectionist can be selfish because that means there are women out there who could benefit from this music, and you're saying it's not good enough for you, so you're not going to put it out to help these women. And I felt so convicted because she's like, God didn't give you your gift for you to say whether
to perfect
it was good enough or not.
Right.
And I was like, you know, I need to get the very next week, I'm telling you, I was in the studio. I was on it. I'm like, I got to get the album out. And I really literally did. I pushed myself.
There you go. There
like, I remember
go.
Being so sick in the studio.
Because that's the thing. We think we're not yet. That is why we keep saying start now. Not next week. Not tomorrow. Not next 10 hours. Start now. Because you can perfect everything as you go along. You know. But I know Lucinda Cross. Actually, I had a conversation with Lucinda Cross about, I remember when I was going through, you know, different changes in my business and, you know, trying to add. I think this was like 2013, probably around the same time too, maybe, see, they're probably about the same time. And we had a conversation and she's like, do you really know the product that you have? Do you really know what you have? You know you're sitting on millions. And I'll never forget that. And she said to me, you need to get off the phone with me right now. Because she says, everything that I have, every event that I have, I always go and I buy a .com. And I just send out, so I have activatemaryland.com. activatemiami.com. And I got that from Lucinda. And I actually tell other women now when they're doing things, because I'll have my Mind Over Actuality. I have mindoveractuality.com. Mm-hmm. I have my business, which is Tash Cosmetics. I have that. I have my magazine. It's Tash Beauty and Lifestyle Magazine.com. So I have Lucinda was who got me into that. So as soon as I come up with something,
wow.
as soon as I'm going to be, yes, Lucinda. So I know exactly who you're talking to. Very powerful. I love her. But that's the thing. You have to, and that is why I say I love shows like this, because that message that you just gave, it's so powerful.
Mm-hmm.
It's so powerful because mm-hmm. here you are, have that music, and I absolutely love it. And you're here now saying that Lucinda heard it, and you went in less than a week and recorded. So this is what I'm saying. Stop procrastinating. No procrastination.
Absolutely.
You got to move at it. Because if you don't do it, someone else is going to do it. If you don't do
right.
it, you know, there's going to be someone else that's going to, and probably just hear parts of your music. Because you see now, some of those Beyonce songs, you know, they didn't sing it. They have these lyrics, but they never use it. And now she come and use it. They want to sue and make that money. You know, so you got to do it.
Yeah.
You have to do it. Whatever it is that
right.
you want to do, you have to step out there and do it. It's like last night I'm sitting there and I'm thinking about everything, and I have people messaging me, inboxing me on Facebook, and I'm getting all these questions, and I'm always getting, you know, questions on beauty tips, and somebody will send me a picture of their eyebrows, and you know, and talk about it. And I was just sitting there last night, and I said, you know what? Immediately I started. I didn't wait. I called my son, and I said, listen, we're gonna start teaching beauty classes on the weekends. You know. And that was, I wasn't even thinking about that. But all of a sudden, the need is there. People want to know. People want to know how to apply their makeup. So I'm going to have a class now on the weekends to teach women how to do smoky eyes, how to, you know, how to apply their basic makeup, nothing like YouTube, but just basic makeup, how to put your eyeliner on, how to put your mascara on, how to get that eye popping. So, you know, there's so many things that you can do. You know, there's so many things that women can do, and I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of what you're doing in your music, your movie, your, you know, all of those things. Yes, because I know if I talk to you, hopefully we'll keep having you back on our show, because I like, you know, again, I said 2013, that 4 years went by so quickly. So before we go, Deborah. Yeah, it went by so quickly, don't you think? It went by so fast, but I am so happy that you were available to come on tonight and to speak with us and to give us some insight
in
what you're doing and sharing your music with us. And I'm going to give you the platform now to tell our listeners where they can find you, where they can find your music, how they can follow you, and how they can keep up with what you're doing. And especially, I want you to talk about the cry of a good woman. So let me just give you the platform with that.
Okay, so there are a couple ways you can keep up with me. I write for a blog. It's called everyhumanneeds.com. My Instagram is where I'm usually easiest to find, and that's Deborah J. Music. For the Silent Cries of the Good Woman, you can find most of that information on Instagram as well. And that will be on Blue Royalty Entertainment, or you can just type in Blue Royalty, and it's BLEU, and I think that's how you spell it in French. So that would have that information. Our first date of the tour is going to be April 28th and the 29th. That weekend it will be in Maryland at Flowers High School, I believe at 7:30 p.m. I'm almost certain that's correct. And the other dates I don't have in my head. I'm focused on that April date, so I have my everything all set and I'm ready to go.
Wonderful. So if they follow you, so is it Deborah, DEBORAHJ .music, or just one word?
Just one word, yes.
So it's DEBORAHJ .music, and that's on Instagram. And are you on Twitter?
Yes. I am on Twitter, Deborah J. Music as well, yes.
Okay, so everything is Deborah J. You will find her, guys. Just go on Deborah J. Music, Deborah J. Music, and Deborah J. on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. You will find her. Get the information on the play. Share it with your friends. Share it with your family, because we need to support each other, right? Her music is on Amazon. It's
absolutely
on Spotify. And just support. You know, and like she said, she is using her music to give back, to empower a woman, and to, you know, I love Deborah. I went back to her last interview, and nothing has changed, you know, in terms of her desire and what is it that she want to do. She is still doing it, but this time she is doing it through, she's been doing it through music, but she find now that doing it through music gives more to the woman that needs it. And I'm so proud of you, so proud of you. Come back
thank
anytime. You have
thank
our
you
email address, and we're going to be having a guest power talk before the summer, and we can all, you know, come back and, you know, we'll have about maybe our 5 or 6 guest speakers, and we can all
mm-hmm
share. We probably can do a 2-hour show that time to give everybody, you know, the time to tell us what they're doing and they can influence and encourage each other. So I am so thankful for your appearance this night, madam, and I hope and I wish you all the best in what you're doing. Keep doing what you're doing. We need more women like you, and the world will
and
be a
you
better place.
We need more women
more
like you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Like, it's really,
you know,
inspiring to be on shows like this. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
You are welcome. I have this thing about me for people. I love women. I love women, and I have 3 boys, so I have to say I love the men, because I am that woman that pour into them, not always getting what I want them to get out of it, but you know what, you have to do it. And so I think that we all need each other, and like you said, you think our purpose, the bottom line is love. That's the basic.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and if we have love, we have everything. We can just give it back. We can just give it right back, because that's what God is love. And if God is love, then,
yes,
you know, that's what we should be, because we were created in His image. And so everything that we do must be, you know, must be to His glory. So thank you again, Miss Deborah, and we look forward to speaking with you again. So have yourself a great evening.
A pleasure. Good night, June. Thank you.
Good night. Thank you. Wow. And that brings us to the end of our show. Thank you so much for listening. We welcome your feedback. You can, if you miss anything, if you didn't get all the information that you need, as always, send us an email, you know, leave your comments on our site. We will see them. We will respond to them. You can also send us email that, you know, whatever question by email, mindoveractuality.com or info@mindoveractuality. I love to hear from you. I love to respond, and I love to know that we are doing what we're supposed to do, which is giving you the ability to, you know, stop procrastinating and to do what is it that you love to do and desire to do, because we all have something that we can contribute to the world before we leave. And as Deborah said, the two things that are promised is, you know, the date that we know is the date that we were born and the day we die. So those things are guaranteed. It's a must, right? So thank you so much to my wonderful listeners who support me. We have been doing this since January, and some people didn't know that we started a show. We had a radio show since 2013 that I started, but when I had the business, it kind of got in the way, and so something had to give. But I never forget that I have this this passion to also, you know, reach people from around the world, just like my product. So again, thank you. Send us your question. And again, I am the founder of Tash Cosmetics also. So if you're specifically for women of color, so if you need products and you have any questions about what is it that you need to wear, what looks good on you, we're always here to answer you. So thank you so much, everyone, for listening. And we will be right back next week, same place, same time. God bless.